All right, let's unpack this. Today, we're taking a deep dive into something really fascinating from our sources, this new platform called Launch.
Yeah, Launch. It's popping up quite a bit.
It really is. And it's not just, you know, another tech tool. They're making a pretty bold claim here, essentially, revolutionizing how you build apps.
Mm.
Our sources are describing it as a way to create fully functional apps, front-end, back-end, database included, even live integrations.
A whole package.
Exactly. All from just like a single prompt in plain English, getting you from an idea to a live app in minutes, supposedly.
Which sounds almost too good to be true based on past experiences.
Right. But here's where it gets really interesting, I think. They're promising real human support when you get stuck.
Ah, okay. Not just the usual chatbot.
No chatbots. And they explicitly say, you know, no Supabase needed, no Zapier, no writing all that glue code.
That's quite the claim. Eliminating a lot of standard tools there.
Yeah.
What's fascinating, looking at our sources, is how Launch really tries to bridge that gap. You know, the raw speed of AI generation with the reliability you actually need. Human expertise, basically.
Right.
Our sources definitely highlight its appeal for, and I'm quoting here, makers who want to build real products, not just prototypes. It seems they're directly tackling those common frustrations.
What kind of frustrations are we talking about?
Well, we've all seen those easy start AI builders, right? They look mm-hmm. great initially, but then they just fall apart pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm, yeah. The demo looks amazing. The reality, less so.
Exactly. Or you run into scaling issues, maybe surprise usage gaps, or worse, actual security gaps. And don't get me started on AI editors that still break builds or just hallucinate code.
Hallucinate code?
Yeah.
Meaning it just makes stuff up that looks right but isn't.
Precisely. Plausible looking but totally wrong or nonsensical, especially when you push it. So the big question this raises, and one of their engineers brings this up, is can Launch actually deliver code that's deployable, scalable, and importantly, code you can trust?
And how do they plan to do that?
They talk about building guardrails. The idea is that every run, every piece of code generated is automatically tested, it's type checked, and it's explainable.
Okay, explainable is a big one with AI.
It really is.
So our mission for this deep dive then is to really understand how this mix AI speed plus human reliability aims to solve those big challenges. And, you know, what it means for anyone listening who just wants to get an idea off the ground quickly, let's start with that human element. How exactly does this real human support work with the AI? Is it just like a fancy help desk?
It seems to be more baked in than that.
Yeah.
From what we've gathered, it's more of a human-in-the-loop approach.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, it seems, for the tricky parts, debugging, refining things. The AI generates the first pass from your prompt, sure. But the human support seems geared towards helping you navigate those edge cases, or maybe optimize performance, or just troubleshoot when the AI output isn't quite production ready.
Right, so it counters that feeling of being left alone once the AI spits something out.
Exactly. It directly addresses that frustration of getting AI code that you then have to figure out how to fix, often without much guidance.
That does sound like it could genuinely change the game. Now, that other big claim, no Supabase, no Zapier, no glue code needed. What's the real impact there? I mean, people use those tools for a reason.
Oh, it's a huge shift if they pull it off. It points towards a truly unified development environment. You know, developers, maybe surprisingly to some, spend a lot of time on what's called glue code.
Right, just patching things together.
Yeah, those little custom scripts or API calls just to make different services talk nicely to each other, like a database, maybe Supabase, or workflow automation like Zapier. Launch is basically claiming to build those functionalities right into its own platform.
So less plumbing.
Way less plumbing.
No.
Less time spent on infrastructure setup, more focus on your actual product logic. For, say, lean teams or solo builders, that could genuinely accelerate getting features out the door, maybe hours instead of weeks for certain things.
Okay, that's a significant time save. So it's about cutting out a whole layer of tedious but normally essential work. And speaking of essential, you mentioned their engineer claiming deployable, scalable code you can trust with these guardrails. How are they tackling the scaling and security issues that, let's be honest, often plague these easy start AI builders?
Well, the sources suggest they're trying to integrate proper engineering practices directly into the AI generation itself.
How so?
These guardrails seem to refer to things like automated testing and type checking for, like, every bit of code the AI generates.
Ah, so quality checks before it even gets to you.
That's the idea. It's a crucial step, really, for improving code quality up front and reducing bugs before you deploy. minimizing the risk of those security flaws or performance bottlenecks that often come from code that's just generated too quickly without checks. And they aim to provide a backend that's production grade from the start, built-in database. Essential integrations like Stripe for payments, Auth for users, all designed with reliability and scale in mind, not just an afterthought.
That integrated approach, yeah, it definitely sounds promising for getting something actually live. Mm-hmm. And I spotted another interesting bit, the crucial option to eject code. Why is that so important for makers?
Well, that's absolutely critical. The eject code feature tackles a massive concern with a lot of low-code or no-code platforms.
It's a vendor lock-in.
Right, getting stuck. Exactly. It means, okay, launch gives you this streamlined way to build fast, but you're not permanently trapped there. If your app outgrows launch, or maybe you just want to take the reins yourself.
You can take your code and leave?
Precisely. You can export your code, host it elsewhere, manage it yourself. It gives developers a really powerful safety net, a level of control you often just don't get with other rapid development tools.
Fascinating. Yeah, it really sounds like they've considered the whole life cycle, not just that initial spark.
Absolutely. If we connect this to the bigger picture, launch seems to stand out because it's anticipating and trying to design solutions for those common pitfalls of AI-first development.
Right.
They've clearly recognized that, yeah, AI can churn out code super fast, but the real world throws complexities at you, debugging, scaling, making sure it's actually production ready, that often still needs human insight, or at least very robust engineering practices built in. So their focus on that production-grade database, real integrations like Stripe and Auth, and crucially, that option to eject your code, it all seems to support their core promise, building trusted, deployable solutions, not just fragile prototypes that break easily.
Exactly. It feels like it's about empowering creators to actually ship, like their marketer said, in hours, not weeks. And critically, never alone while doing it. Mm-hmm. That shifts things, doesn't it? From just generating code snippets to building a genuinely supported pathway to a functional product, and apparently starting for free too.
That support piece, combined with the tech, is key.
So let's bring it back to you listening. What does all this mean? If a tool could really take your idea and turn it into a tangible working app in minutes with trusted support and without all those usual headaches, well, what incredible idea would you build first?